Audible Studios presents The Art of Selling to the Affluent, How to Attract, Service, and Retain Wealthy Customers and Clients for Life, Second Edition. Written by Matt Oxley, narrated by Joe Bronzi.
Chapter 1. The World of Today's Affluent. Sometimes what the affluent don't do speaks volumes. For almost a year, Mr. and Mrs. Elliot observed the construction of a beach house across the street from their vacation home. On the way to the shore, they often stopped to talk with the owner, Brad, as he supervised the building contractors. Brad was always up for a neighborly chat. He loved talking about the quality of the building materials and the workmanship. He loved giving tours of the house as it rose from the vacant lot. This was his family's third house, his retirement home on the beach. One day, however, Brad stopped coming to the house. Instead, a realtor sign appeared in the front yard. The sign stayed there for many months until it, like Brad, simply vanished. At this point, Ms. Elliot asked Mr. Elliot for his views on purchasing the property. After all, they knew the house was high quality. They'd inspected every square inch of the place. What's more, while their current beach home would be great for their children, it wasn't something she wanted for their retirement years. Why not purchase the luxury beach house and let the kids stay in the old house during their visits? 2 hours and a few phone calls later, Mr. Elliot negotiated a cash deal for the beach house, which included all of the furnishings. 2 weeks later, they closed on the house. What the Elliots did was straightforward. They bought a house. What the Elliots didn't do is less obvious, but it illustrates, one, how today's affluent make major purchase decisions, two, who makes the decisions, and three, whom they trust. Note the following. The Elliots did not seek counsel from their financial advisor before buying the house. Scarred by the recent financial crisis and the Great Recession, they no longer had full faith and confidence in their advisor's ability to manage all their assets. They did not contact the realtor, the one who planted the sign, to broker the deal. Instead, they went directly to the owner, someone they knew, liked, and trusted. Mr. Elliot, the traditional paterfamilias, did not initiate the deal. Ms. Elliot spearheaded the purchase and had the final say. As of this writing, the Elliots have not informed their siblings and friends of the purchase. Ms. Elliot's explanation was simple. I don't want anyone getting the wrong impression, the impression that we're wealthy. Is every affluent household like Mr. and Ms. Elliot's? No. But the Elliots are representative of how affluent consumers make major investment and purchase decisions in today's climate. In the new world.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?